Oh, I could walk 10,000 miles. Maybe you've heard that song, but today I'm walking to see 10,000 plus daffodils on Wigawam Road in Litchfield, Connecticut, and it's Laurel Ridge Farm. And it was what was an unusable piece of farmland that these private landowners decided what could they do with it, and they decided to plant daffodils. They're also deer resistant, which is great here in the Northeast for your flower and veggie gardens. And it's been raining a lot and it's really sunshiny day, so I decided to travel down and I'm staying up in Goshen and Litchfield's a neighboring town to view these daffodils. And wow, it's jammed. There's people parking, there's people walking all around, there's photographs, there's just children, there's just so many different things going on. And it's just beautiful to see all these people taking in nature and just embracing the moment of the sunshine hitting your face and just looking out and just turning around in every direction and seeing daffodils. There's even a pond, and in the center of the pond is like a little island. If I had a boat or I felt, really courageous, I could jump in the water and swim over to the center where there's more daffodils. So being out in nature is just so invigorating, and I love just seeing sights like this, especially gardens. I love seeing all kinds of gardens. I just love seeing nature unfolding in the beauty of the landscape. So if you're ever up in Litchfield, you can go to Wigawam Road and wander around. It's totally free. And just wondering where you like to wander when you have this time, and do you take the time off to get out into nature and explore and enjoy the day and just really, see what's out there and appreciate the beauty. And even if you just go for 5 minutes, 5 minutes can just really shift your energy and your thoughts for the day. And I really, just when I see daffodils now, not only do I see a daffodil, I think of that wonderful hillside and farmland of daffodils that I got to, traipse around in this wonderful sunny day, and I look forward to my next garden tour. Thanks.